Thank you for joining this session on how to migrate your applications, data, and infrastructure to Azure. My name is Shikhar. I'm a program manager with the Azure Migrate team. Before we begin the session, I wanted to highlight that if you have any questions that come up during the course of the session, please feel free to put them on the chat. My colleagues will be scanning the chat and we'll take them up when we do Q&A section towards the end. So in this session, we'll be covering what are the various types of migration triggers, what is Azure Migrate, and how to assess and migrate an application running in your VMware environment, followed by a quick Q&A. We have typically seen that there are two types of migration triggers. One is infrastructure oriented, which is time bound, and you know, there's because of paucity of time, say for reasons such as your data center contracts are expiring, you have urgent capacity needs, you have made acquisitions that you want to integrate. In these situations, we recommend rehosting or lifting and shifting directly to Azure IaaS VMs. Other type of triggers are application-oriented, wherein customers want to drive security, compliance, and application innovation. There we have seen refactoring, re-architecting, and rebuilding helps. So with this, I mean essentially perhaps rewriting the application so that it runs on PaaS. So now, you know, to answer the question, what helps you actually assess and migrate? You know, the answer is pretty simple. It's Azure Migrate. Azure Migrate is a hub for your data center migration. We have different migration scenarios or key migration scenarios, which we call goals, such as you know, database migration, servers, et cetera. We'll cover them in depth in the next slide. For each of these scenarios, we have integrated discovery and assessment capabilities, which you know, help you discover, assess, and eventually migrate, which are powered by both first-party and third-party tools. Additionally, Azure Migrate also acts as a reference point, you know, in your journey as you migrate. Basically, you can track, you know, different types of migrations across goals through Azure Migrate, even if you are using our partner ISV tools. Here are the key migration scenarios that Azure Migrate supports. First and foremost being Windows and Linux-based servers. We provide discovery, assessment, and migration capabilities across various stacks, be it VMware, Hyper-V, physical, even other clouds such as GCP or AWS. Additionally, we have you know, PaaS-based assessment and migration capabilities for SQL and web app. We also support virtual desktop and data scenarios supported via DataBox. Azure Migrate provides a plethora of tools which actually help you, you know, with the aim to helping you in your journey towards migrate as you migrate. So when you begin and you want to perform a high level analysis so that you know whether you really want to migrate eventually, we have a total cost of ownership calculator, which helps you understand how much you're paying as you run your assets on-premise. Additionally, we have CMDB import capability, which kind of gives you a quick ballpark as to how much it would cost you to run these VMs in Azure. Say you have done the high level analysis and now you want to go deeper and identify applications and do a deeper discovery and assessment. We have two options for you. One is Azure Migrate Server Assessment. So Azure Migrate Server Assessment capability leverages an appliance. It's fully agentless, requires you to have a subscription. So the appliance actually connects with the virtualization layer, say vCenter in case of VMware or host in case of Hyper-V, or directly to the VMs to for discovery and assessment. The other option that we have is Movaire, which was a recent acquisition by Microsoft. Therein, you can perform discovery and assessment on same lines as Azure Migrate, but with slightly higher data fidelity, because herein you would have to push bots or agents in respective VMs to gather data. Additionally, Movaire lets you do layered discovery. For example, you can scan in different stages. You can begin by identifying inventory by just simply scanning your Active Directory instead of going to the virtualization layer. So irrespective of these tools, if you decide to migrate and lift and shift, we have Azure Migrate Server Migration capability available for you, where you can just pick these VMs up, especially if your migration needs are being triggered from infrastructure perspective. If the needs are driven by application or modernization perspective, you can leverage the PaaS assessment and migration capabilities for databases and web apps, which are also available in Azure Migrate, which will also provide information as to compatibility and what code changes you may need to pacify your databases and .NET-based web applications as you migrate. So typical migration flow with Azure Migrate involves you to first structure, basically create an Azure Migrate project and decide which goals you want to target. And based on that, add either first party or third party tools. And then perform a discovery. Discovery covers information with respect to servers, applications running those servers, and identification of dependencies. And then you can go on to assessment phase, wherein you can create assessments, assessment groups based on the dependencies that you identified and you know the application that you had identified in the previous stage. You can also collect performance data and assess against respective targets. So for example, for lift and shift type of scenarios, you would assess against IaaS. For past scenarios, you would assess against past targets, which may you know additionally provide code changes along with the cost information you know for running your assets in Azure. Now, eventually, with the dependency knowledge and you know your targets identified, which way you want to go, IaaS or PaaS, you can create migration waves and eventually move over to Azure. With this, let's cover how to discover and assess applications running in VMware environment with a sample application. But first, let's look at the user journey, how the flow would be like if you choose to do so. So first, as I mentioned earlier, you would create an Azure Migrate project. Then you would download and deploy an appliance, configure it by providing a vCenter credential and initiate discovery. The appliance would then request for you know, configuration, virtual machine configuration data of various servers running, various servers being managed by the vCenter, such as what is the OS running those inside those machines, how many cores do they have, or what is the RAM. Additionally, it also starts collecting resource utilization information, such as CPU utilization, memory utilization. This data, again, is processed and showed to you in the Azure portal in a digested format so that it's easier to read. Post then, you can create assessments and you know finally arrive at the precise compute and storage costs that you would incur if you run these you know applications in Azure. Additionally, I would like to highlight that you can choose from two types of assessments or sizing criteria. One would be performance-based, which would leverage the resource utilization data which was being collected. And the other would be as-is, which would just simply use the same configuration that you had on-premise. Additionally, you can also choose to provide us the virtual machine credentials. If you choose to provide them, we can give you insights around what applications are installed or what roles are running on those VMs. So for example, we'll be able to tell you that, hey, you have SQL running in VM ABC, or you have a web role running in you know, VM XYZ. This credential would also be used to gather TCP connection information, which would then be plotted in the form of a dependency chart, which will help you identify which machines are working together so that you can group those machines together as you plan your you know, assessment groups or migration waves so that your application is up and running as you move to Azure. With this, let's quickly move to the demo.
In this demo, I'm going to cover how to migrate applications running in VMware environment to Azure. I'll be migrating an application called Parts Unlimited, which is hosted on a web server in my VMware environment and has a dependency on a database running on a SQL server in the same environment. To do this, I'll first log into the Azure portal and search for Azure Migrate. From Azure Migrate, I'll select SSN Migrate Server Scenario, since we are trying to migrate the application to Azure Infrastructure as a Service virtual machines. Let's begin by creating a new Azure Migrate project by selecting Add Tools. To create an Azure Migrate project, I'll define the scope, name, and geography of the project. For this demo, among assessment tools, I'll select the first party Azure Migrate Server Assessment Tool. On similar lines, I'm going to choose Azure Migrate Server Migration Tool as the migration tool. Now let's have a quick look at the summary and select Add Tools to create the Azure Migrate project. Let's begin by discovering the VMs that power the application. To do so, I'm going to download and deploy the Azure Migrate appliance corresponding to the source virtualization technology. Since the appliance has been downloaded now, I'm going to go ahead and deploy the same. To do so, I will select the option of deploying the OVF template and fill in the required details.
Shikhar, a quick check on the chat window.
Now that the appliance is deployed, I'm going to jump into the machine and configure it.
As we build on more scenarios in Azure Market. Yeah. I'll take that one when we open.
Yeah, so just quickly answer.
As you can see, as soon as I logged into the appliance machine for the first time, it launched the appliance configuration window. During this configuration phase, I'll follow the instructions as they come and provide the requisite information. Now that we are done with the prerequisite checks, I will register this appliance with the Azure Migrate project that I created earlier. In order to register this appliance with Azure Migrate, I will first log into the Azure portal from the appliance and then provide the desired subscription and project details. Now I'm going to provide the details of the vCenter, which manages the machines which host my application. I'll be entering the credentials of the VMs that will be scanned so that later I can identify which applications and roles are running inside those VMs, as well as establish interdependencies among those VMs. To begin discovery, I shall now press the Save and Start Discovery button. Once the discovery is complete, you can go back to the Azure portal and see a summary of the discovered servers in your project. Let's see what these servers are. As you can see, all the machines in my VMware environment have been discovered. One was the dev machine, the other one was the web server that we spoke about, the SQL server, the migration appliance itself, and the vCenter server as well. The discovery scan has also identified various properties of the machines as well, such as the number of cores in each of them, the memory, disks, storage, and their operating systems. Additionally, since we provided the credentials of the VMs, we can also view the applications running inside of them. Let's check out what applications are running inside VMWeb01. As you can see, this machine has applications like Microsoft Edge, Microsoft Visual C++, and VMware tools running on it. Additionally, you can see that this machine has .NET 4.5 feature enabled, and it has adapted the web server role. Now let's check out what type of applications are running inside VM SQL 1. You can see that there are many applications running inside the VM, such as the SQL Server workload. Now this is useful since I'm able to identify all the workloads running within my VMs. Since I had enabled the dependency mapping feature earlier, I'm going to look at the dependencies of VMWeb01. Here I can see the list of processes running inside VMWeb01, which include w3wp.exe, which indicates that this is a web server. Additionally, I can see that this machine is receiving incoming communications from this IP address. Also, it is evident that the web role is talking via port 1433 to VM SQL 01. Now let's quickly view the dependencies of VM SQL 01. As you can see, that this VM is receiving inbound communications from VMWeb01, which we already know. Let's identify the process this VMWeb01 is talking to. Here it is evident that the web server process running in VMWeb01 is communicating with the SQL server process running in VM SQL 01. In order to understand how much it would cost to run this application in Azure, let's create an assessment. You can also modify the assessment properties, such as the target location, target storage type between premium and standard, the duration of reserved instances. Additionally, you can also modify the assessment logic. Azure Migrate supports two sizing criteria. Performance-based sizing criteria leverages the resource utilization information from the source VMs to come up with the target SKUs. Whereas as-on-premises sizing criteria comes up with SKU recommendations based on the current configuration of the VM. You can also specify the duration of performance collection if you're going with performance-based sizing criteria. Additionally, you can modify other properties such as offer type, currency, discount, uptime, etc., which will impact the way cost is computed. Now that we have selected the desired properties, let's create a group. We can use this group to logically contain the virtual machines that comprise the application. Given the dependency and application knowledge that we have, we know that the application is comprised of VMWeb01 and VMSQL01. Now let's look at the assessment report. Here you can see that both the machines are ready to move to Azure. Also, you can see the cost of running these machines in Azure. As mentioned earlier, Azure Migrate computes a target VM's queue given the resource utilization information from the source VM. Here it is reinforced again that the machine is ready to move to Azure and the preferred tool for migration is Azure Migrate Server Migration. In this screen, you can also see the values of the parameters that were taken into account while coming with this queue recommendation. With this, we are done with the assessment phase.
Now that we have made a strong case for migrating this app from VMware environment to Azure, let's look at how to migrate it. But before that, let's look at the capabilities that Azure Migrate provides you to migrate, you know, to do server-to-server lift. So Azure Migrate supports any to Azure. Basically, you can come from any platform, VMware, Microsoft Hyper-V, other clouds, or even physical servers. For agentless specifically, we have for VMware specifically, we have the agentless migration capability as well. Additionally, in general, you can test before migrate so that you know that your application is running before you do the final cutover and the migration incur zero data loss so that there is no downtime. Here again, let's go through the user journey before we go through the demo. So you would have to first download and deploy the appliance and configure and add the vCenter details. So since if you're doing it from the beginning, if you just want to migrate, then you would have to download the appliance and configure it. But since we are resuming from where we left off, we've already done these. And additionally, before I go in, I would like to point out that the migration scenario leverages the snapshotting and change block tracking capabilities of vCenter to replicate. So now, after the entire configuration is done, the user ensues the replicate command, which is then communicated by the appliance to vCenter. And then the appliance again reads that snapshot and replicates the same into managed disks. Now these managed disks, once either test migration is performed or the final cutover is done, are associated or mounted onto the VM created in Azure based on the SKU recommendation that we got after the assessment phase. So that the VMs in Azure are exact replicas of what you had on premise, and your app is up and running in no time in Azure. So let's look at the demo for the same.
Let's quickly migrate these VMs comprising the application to Azure. One thing that I would like to point out here is that both the assessment tool and the migration tool are interlinked. Hence, the VMs that we discovered earlier using the assessment tooling are showing up in the migration tooling as well. I'll begin the migration phase by first replicating the source machines. Here we will select the source virtualization technology and the migration appliance. In this case, since we are migrating agentlessly, we can leverage the same appliance that we used to discover earlier. Azure Migrate allows you to consume the output of the assessment that was done earlier. So here we can import the assessment that we previously did. Now I'll be specifying the target settings. Among others, I'll be specifying the target region the machines must be migrated to, the target subscription and resource group the machines must be contained in, the target virtual network the machine should be connected to, as well as the subnet. Since we chose to import the assessment that we performed earlier, you can see that it has already mapped the source VM sizes to target VM SKUs in Azure. Additionally, another advantage that is visible here is that based on resource utilization, the recommended SKU sizes are smaller than the source SKU sizes. With that being said, you can still go ahead and modify the target SKUs. In this case, let's upgrade the SKU for VM SQL 01. Coming to disks, here you can modify the target disk type for every VM. In the end, you can review all the settings that you chose and select replicate to begin the replication. Now that the replication has started, let's look at the replication status of these VMs. As you can see, both the machines are in healthy state. In order to validate that the application would continue to run adequately after I migrate the machines, I would now perform a test migration. This would essentially create a copy of the VMware VMs in Azure in the current state. For the application to run correctly, please ensure that the machines are in connected state in Azure. One thing to note here is that this will not stop the replication process, which will continue in the background. Now that the test migration is over, let's go and see if the application is up and running. Let's connect to the web server and launch the application from there. Now that the test migration is successful, we can now finally go ahead and migrate. Before we proceed to migrate these VMs, let's first clean up our test migration setup. In order to migrate these VMs, I'll select Migrate. Here I'll select the option of shutting the VM down with a force final sync such that there is zero data loss. Now I'll select Migrate to begin migration. Just to revalidate, I'll connect to the web server machine and see if the application is running fine post-migration. Given that the application is running properly, we can safely say now that the migration was successful.
With this, I would like to leave you with the following takeaways. Azure Migrate supports assessment and migration across all types of environments, VMware, Hyper-V, or physical. Our migration capabilities would enable you to migrate from other public clouds as well. Additionally, for VMware scenario, we have capabilities to identify installed applications and role in running inside your virtual machines, as well as to identify the dependencies by the virtue of network, TCP network connections. Finally, the migration capabilities for moving VMs from VMware or Hyper-V environments are actually agentless. With this, I would like to announce. I would like to make an announcement. We hear this request from customers a lot that they would like to actually containerize as they migrate. So, with that in mind, we are bringing this new capability into Azure Migrate of converting DOS of containerizing ASP.NET application as you migrate and running them on AKS. So this will be available as a private preview. To learn more and enroll, you can go to aka.ms am app modernization. So with this, I would invite my colleague Vikram for Q&A. Additionally, I would leave the links to these resources on the screen so that you can refer them after the presentation. Over to you, Vikram.
Thank you, Shikhar. Hello, everybody. This is Vikram Bansal. I am also a product manager with Azure Migrate. Let's look into some of the questions that we've been hearing through the session. The first one here is, how about migrating on-premises SAP applications? Is it also possible using Azure Migrate there? So this is something that we already have in our roadmap of having the specific workload migrations also being made possible. The next question, another interesting one that we saw was, what is the maximum limit of storage of in disks that could be replicated using Azure Migrate? So we have up to 2 TB OS disks could be migrated, as well as 8 TB data disks. And if you look at the limits of number of disks per VM, it could be as much as 64 disks per VMs. The next question was, what is the scope of application discovery? Is it limited to Microsoft products, or we can also have other products like SAP, for example? Shikhar, would you like to take that one?
So the apps and role discovery actually discovers every installed application and the role present in your servers. So it will discover, it should ideally discover the SAP workload as well.
Yeah. So some of the other questions that we've been hearing is that so somebody has asked in the chat window that we can use Azure Migrate at application level. We need not move all the VMs. Shikhar, would you like to answer that one?
Yes. So you can adopt multiple strategies. Say, for example, the basic one would be simple lift and shift. But in case, you want to run your web application on the app service pass or SQL on SQL MI or SQL database pass, you can identify the VMs which are running .NET applications or databases respectively, SQL databases respectively, and run an additional assessment using the App Service Migration Assistant in case of .NET apps, or Database Migration Assistant, which is also, in case of SQL DB, so as to identify the gaps or compat issues that you need to fix before you migrate to SQL Pass or App Pass. And eventually, you can use the database migration service or the app service migration assistant to migrate the databases and apps respectively once you have met these shortcomings or compared issues identified during the assessment phase. You can leverage the corresponding migration tool to eventually migrate them to to PaaS service essentially. So some part of your estate, you know, it can be so that you deploy a configuration such that your web server and the applications running in a VM, but your database is pacified, or vice versa, or both are pacified. Both are possible. All these permutation combinations are possible. I hope that answers the question.
Yeah. So moving on to the next question, there was an ask about whether there are any license requirements to use this service. So we do not have any license requirements when it comes to the first party tools that we have available with Azure Migrate. But we have also integrated with some third party ISV tools for which you would need to have some license requirements. And using those tools, you can have those assessments being pushed into your Azure Migrate project. Let's have a look at the other one. There's been a question that can we migrate applications and data from private clouds to Azure using this tool? How about migrating Databricks workspaces? Shikhar?
So currently, we do not support that scenario at the moment.
Yeah. One of the other questions, the interesting ones that I could see was, are there any costs which are incurred during the test before migrate phase? So there are no costs involved, but at the time of test migration, when you would be running some VMs after doing test migration from your replicated machines, there would be some costs involved with respect to the running of those VMs that you do in Azure. Except that there are going to be no other costs that you're going to be incurring. So Shikhar, we also have a lot of questions that we often hear from customers with respect to Azure Migrate. One such question is with respect to the Linux machine. So Azure Migrate works very well with Windows workloads, but what about Linux? Would you like to comment on whether it will also work for Linux migrations?
Sure. As indicated in the presentation, yes. All these capabilities that we spoke about are OS agnostic and will work for Linux VMs as well. The only thing or the only caveat that I would like to mention here is that, you know, we support the Azure endorsed Linux distros. So please do look up that list, as you go on in your migration journey.
Yeah. One of the other questions is, and I think we have already kind of taken this, but can I migrate my applications or my servers running on other private clouds or public clouds such as AWS and GCP? The answer to that is yes. We can go ahead and do assessments and migrations of the workloads or your servers running on AWS and GCP by treating those servers as physical servers. So we do have a physical appliance that you can set up to do the assessments, and you can also set up a replication appliance to do replication of servers from AWS and GCP. Moving on to the next question, is app service and container part of the migration tool? Shikhar, over to you.
So they're part of the broader Azure Migrate toolset. They are available as independent tools or independent consoles which you can download. And they are linked to Azure Migrate. So basically, whatever migrations you perform or assessments you perform, the data will actually flow into Azure Migrate for you to, visualize or centrally track. I hope that answers the question.
Great. One of the other questions I'm just reading in is, can we migrate individual SQL servers using Azure Migrate, or it has to be whole application suites?
Yes, you can migrate individual SQL servers using Azure Migrate. You have all the three options available. You can use lift and shift, to migrate the VM which hosts SQL directly, and basically replicate the same machine, or you can pacify the same by choosing to SS against MI managed instance or DB pass or SQL DB pass. Yeah. So you can use all the approaches essentially. But in this case, I would assume that you would replicate to servers. So with this, I think the time is running out. I would like to thank all of you guys for giving us the opportunity to present this to you, and thanks for joining.